VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The future of Brexit is more uncertain now than ever after the British Parliament on Wednesday turned down 16 different options to the government's twice-rejected deal for leaving the European Union. The House of Commons took over Brexit from British Prime Minister Theresa May, who has so far failed to get a deal through. Lawmakers began debate Wednesday with 16 separate plans. Negotiators reduced that number down to 8, which were brought to votes. All were rejected. The Prime Minister is now saying she'll quit if that helps produce a Brexit deal. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has told a party gathering she would step down once the Parliament votes to deliver an exit from the European Union. The sudden concession was intended to bring enough members of May's Conservative Party on board to make a Brexit deal. She told a meeting of Conservative backbenchers she's aware of a desire for new leadership for the second phase of negotiations. According to a transcript of the meeting, she says she's willing to quit earlier than she had planned to do what's right for the country and for the party. May did not set a specific date for her departure. I'm Warren Levinson.
Boeing says it is close to completing a software upgrade to the anti-stall system on its 737 MAX jets, which is suspected to be responsible for two recent deadly crashes. Boeing executives briefed about 200 pilots and airline executives at its Seattle headquarters Wednesday, saying the new software has been extensively tested. Investigators say they've seen similarities in both disasters, and they suspect the anti-stall system on the MAX 8 repeatedly pushed the nose of the planes downward despite the pilots' efforts to keep control. This is VOA News. President Trump says Russia has to get out of Venezuela. He was reacting to reports that Russian military personnel had recently arrived in the capital, Caracas. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
The president was asked by a reporter if he's willing to back up his demand to Moscow with U.S. boots on the ground in Venezuela.
All options are open, yeah.
Trump adds that Moscow is well aware of the U.S. stance. He spoke to reporters on Wednesday in the Oval Office alongside Fabiana Rosales, the wife of Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido, recognized by the United States and dozens of other countries. Guaido in Venezuela on Wednesday called on supporters on Saturday to protest against nationwide power outages. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The commander of U.S. forces in South Korea, General Robert Abrams, told the House Committee, the House Armed Services Committee on Wednesday, that North Korea continues to pose a nuclear threat to the United States and its allies. Abrams said the North's production of nuclear weapons, materials, and missiles are inconsistent with the pledge of the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un to denuclearize. The cyclone earlier this month that killed at least 460 people in Mozambique and left 1.8 million people in need of urgent help. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mozambique's president has estimated that around 1,000 people may have died in the flood-hit nation. However, emergency responders say the toll could be higher as floodwaters drain away and reveal more bodies. Others fear the actual number of dead may never be known. Meanwhile, medical charity Doctors Without Borders on the ground in the stricken city of Beira report that people are drinking from contaminated wells. The group says it's seen hundreds of cases of acute watery diarrhea in the past few days. I'm Charles Ledesma.
A top lawmaker says Attorney General William Barr is combing the special counsel's Russia investigation report to see what can be made public. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports. From the White House.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham had dinner last night with Barr.
The Attorney General is going through the report now to take out grand jury information that can't be disclosed by law. He wants to make sure that there's nothing going to be released to the public or the Congress that would hurt classified information that hurt sources and methods.
Graham tells the AP Barr will also check with prosecutors who have cases stemming from the probe to make sure any release won't hurt their investigations.
Once that's done, he'll release the report to Congress and come and testify.
He's hoping that all happens next month. Sagar Magani at the White House.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.